So here's the situation. You're very interested in a candidate, and likewise, the candidate seems very interested in joining your office and company. Weeks and months go by, you're doing everything you know to do to stay engaged, but the candidate, even though they're interested, they don't seem to do anything. They take no steps towards becoming a realtor. What's going on, and is there anything you can do to encourage a yes or no? The following provides a very compelling answer to this consistent problem of procrastination and indecision in any of our lives. The same researchers I referred to last week divided a new group of participants into three groups and gave them each a different way of thinking about how they wanted them to solve an interpersonal problem or goal. The first group they told to just indulge in a positive vision of the problem solved or the goal solved in the future. The second group they told to dwell just about the negative aspects of the current situation. The third group they asked to do both. They wanted them first to imagine a very clear, positive vision of the goal or the problem solved, and then they wanted them to think about the negative aspects of their current reality. The contrast technique group were much more successful at solving their interpersonal problems and goals and taking steps towards that. This contrasting appears to be forcing people to decide whether their goal was important and to then make plans of action and taking responsibility for the change that desired. So here are the steps. First, positive fantasy about the future has to be the first step. You really have to have that clear in your mind, where you want to go, what you want it to be, how you want it to look. Number two, you need to list the negative aspects of the current reality and all that comes with that. Not just a short list, a long list. And finally, it's also vital that we think carefully about the difference between these two realities and what would happen if we remained in the current reality. The study that found that if people don't contrast future fantasy with reality, then the technique doesn't work. So in essence, what we've discovered is that we need to rub our own noses in the difference between the two. Our natural reaction, of course, is to avoid bringing these two together because it's really uncomfortable. People would rather avoid this discomfort, even if it means staying in the negative current situation. And we'll avoid thinking about it, whether it's through watching too much TV, surfing social media, alcohol, whatever. But with this technique, suddenly it becomes obvious what needs to be done. And in both other states, just staying in the current reality or just dreaming of what you want, they have zero chance of failure. But in using the contrast technique, we're forced to choose our future. We're forced to commit our hearts and minds to this end and actually do things to achieve them. Because once we commit, we must sacrifice any competing distraction. Distractions that no longer remain an excuse. Their disguise is blown. It's a huge shift because we can see how we're suffering in the current situation. So how can you managers and recruiters use this information to change the way you interact with candidates? What does it mean for interview and training? My next podcast, I'll share with you some ideas around this and my own story of using this very technique.